You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. All of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. Go out to our website www.whenchristianspeak.com and click on our donation page.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
It's our desire. It's our heart's desire. It's not our head, it's our heart. So we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you that you are God and there is no equal. There's none like you. They can't be because there's only one God. We just thank you for today, your anointing that's present to heal, to deliver, and to set the captives free. We thank you, Father, that your goodness and your mercy follow us all the days of our lives. We thank you that we walk all the storms and we walk into peace. So we bind every hindering spirit and just loosen your anointing to be present, to heal, to deliver, and to set the captives free. We just thank you that your word cannot return unto you void, but it must prosper in the things wherefore you send it. And we thank you that you develop patience in us to wait for it to manifest. Even if it takes 40 years, we'll wait because you can't lie. We just thank you for those who are online, worldwide, that are receiving the word that you need to be received. because you're the teacher, you're the guide. In Jesus' name we pray. And all in agreement say, amen. Y'all can have a seat if you can. Thank you, worshipers. So I'm going to take you through a 40-year journey where people talk about how long they had to wait for God to do something. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, how long have you had to wait? What this side say over here? 3 years? What's the second row say? How many years? I'm going down the rows. Long time, but no specific time. Okay? Next row. How long? Pending? Okay. Sound booth, how long?
Still waiting.
Okay. All right. On this side, first row, what we got?
65 years.
Second row. Still waiting. Okay. I'm hoping this is going to encourage you, though. Third row. How long?
Still waiting.
Okay. All right. Fourth row.
At least 30.
Still waiting. Okay. All right. So today we're going to explore God's timing. Now I can move around, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. God, I need that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Today we're going to explore God's timing in our lives. Say our lives. Because y'all not concerned about him in other people's lives, right? You just want what you want when you want it. Am I lying on anybody? Don't raise your hand. His word will help us align ourselves with his divine schedule with us. So how important is it to be in the divine schedule? Why is it so important to be in the divine schedule? Might come in your way. Why is it so important to be in the divine schedule instead of our schedule?
Because you might miss your blessing.
Okay. All right. Trusting in his perfect timing. Say perfect. Because we don't want that submission timing. We want the perfect timing. Even when it stretches our faith. So we're willing to wait even though it stretches our faith?
Sometimes.
I appreciate your honesty. So God's timing, number one. This young man called Paul was in elementary school. And so we lived on, you know, land where you had peach trees in the back and apple trees and had a garden. And so what I would do, this Paul, I would go and I built me a platform, you know, a podium. And I would go out there and I would preach God's word. I'm in elementary school. I saw my dad preach, so I figured if he could do it, I could do it. And so what would happen is, so we had a elementary school. So we were right here, then there was an elementary school football field. And then over there on Pine Street, people would come out on the porches and listen to me preaching the word. Because I was hollering. You know, I saw people holler in church. I ain't had a mic. So guess what I did? I hollered. And I mean, I got happy out there doing my own thing. Talking to the peach trees, the apple trees. All right, so that was timing number one. Let's find out about timing number two. Now what school was it in? Okay, all right. Timing number two. Went to college and I went wild. How many say wild? How many of y'all went wild when you went to college? Raise your hand. See, there it is right there. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. See, how it feel when you're not alone? But see, we don't talk about the trouble we got in while we was in school being wild. No, nobody want to share that, right? Okay, let me keep going then. We know about those times. So I didn't go to church on Sunday, but then I met this young lady named Curly. So Curly was a righteous woman. Say righteous. I wasn't so righteous, but I wanted Curly. But Curly had another idea. She went to school for education. I went to college to get a while. But on Sunday, Curly had this thing. It was called church. So, I started hanging out with him on Thursday night, going to the library. Say library. What you do in the library? That's what you're supposed to do, right? She studied. I'm looking at Curly. I'm just telling you about my issue. And make sure y'all come this Friday night. After hours of Pastor P, I get to answer your questions. We even got a little thing that you can stick your question in so you don't have to feel embarrassed. Okay, everybody okay with that? So bring a friend with you. So anyway, Curly would go to church on Sunday. I saw Curly going to church, and see, she would dress up, because that's how you dress for Sunday, right? You didn't wear jeans. You wear skirts and dresses. So I can see curly legs. Now I'm supposed to be focusing on church. But it's okay to be honest in church. Okay. Now, once we got to church, then I had to focus on the message. But then I knew I would be walking back with Curly. But see, Curly ain't play. I thought at least, you know, I went to church with her, spent that time with her, that I could go to her room. But what happened? Curly said, I got study. Wasted all that for nothing. Can I be honest? Top, you okay? Okay, all right. Now let's look at God's timing number 3. So eventually we started getting real serious and we got married and I started watching Bible study on TV. Y'all remember the Fred Price? Yeah. And who else y'all watch? Marilyn Hickey? Kenneth Hagin? You know, on Friday nights, remember with my golden wine cooler, I'm watching. You know, they say you get drunk in the spirit, right? I'm just telling you what I did. I know none of y'all righteous people ever dealt with that. None of y'all. Tell me, you know what I'm talking about. They were always righteous all the time. In the cell booth, y'all were righteous all the time? Okay, at least y'all are honest. So then we started going to this church called Richmond Christian Center. You know, and that was different for me because they would tell you to turn to a scripture. Well, you got to know where the scripture is. Nobody ever said turn to a scripture. So what Curly and I did, we put out, you know, we copied the table context. Is that where you see where everything is? You know, but we tried to be cool with us because, you know, you had certain people to sit beside you. Sharon, you know what I'm talking about, Ed. You had certain people sit beside you would look at you, see who could turn fastest. So, you know, I'm just saying. So we made a decision not to sit with them no more. Because we wanted to focus on the word instead of them focusing on us. So we started going new members classes. And then the more we went to class, the more I had a teaching spirit. I said, well, so who's going to teach the new people? So then God said, you are. Did y'all ever argue with God?
Yes.
Okay, I heard on this side. What about this side? Y'all ever argue with God? So I said, what you want me to do? He said, I want you to teach this class. Now, we're just talking about God's timing. God's timing, because God is what? God is present, God is past, and God is future, all at the same time. So I started teaching, you know, new members classes. That means new people who joined the church, they had to go do certain classes. Next thing I know, I got called into nursing home ministry. Mind my own business. So see, not mind my business been going on for a long time. So Madeline, she decided she wanted to go along. So we would go to a different, we called it old folks home at the time, but it's called nursing home. So we went to that and we turned the thing out because, you know, most of the time we hear about people going to teach, but we went to heal. If you had an issue, then we would call the people up. We saw blind eyes open. We saw lame people start to walk. That was just like a half an hour class. Because we knew not to go too long because of attention span. But I'm just talking about timing number 3. Then, after that, I realized, I said, well, man, just 2 days a week, not enough. So guess what I did? Say, guess what I did? Yes. Nicole, I know you want to know, so I'm going to tell you. I started a Bible study, a men's Bible study at the house. And Jazz didn't like it because we was in the living room, and the next room was Jazz's room, Corey. And so, you know, men can't talk quietly. Y'all know that, don't you? Unless we're trying to hide something. But anyway, so Jazz would knock on the wall every now and then. Sharon, you know Jazz. And so she'd knock on the wall like, y'all need to keep it quiet. So I did this class for like 10 years. And I mean, the men were faithful. They would come every Thursday night. Every Thursday they were there for 10 years. But then all of a sudden I realized that they was in the same place that we started 10 years ago. So when you receive God's word, you're supposed to do what? Okay? I'm just telling y'all. Write this down in your mind. It's a time and a place for everything. Not everything's supposed to last. Uh-oh. If God's not in it, let it go. Is that a song somewhere? What's that little lady that froze it? Yeah, what'd she say? Let it go, let it go. Okay. So then I started doing counseling and workshops at Boys of Ruth. Dr. Purr and I had met, and because he was one of the teachers that taught me at Richmond Christian Center. And my dad told me one day, he said, boy, y'all know you, it's okay to call your children boy or girl if it's serious. He said, you should be a pastor by now. This was 1985. He said, you should be a pastor by now. And I'm saying to myself, but I hadn't gone to classes yet. I hadn't gone to where they teach you how to be a pastor. So I just nodded my head and said, thank you, Dad. Appreciate it. Then the pastor called me up after my dad said, you should be a pastor by now. Curly and I, we normally sat at a certain place in the church. Curly, you remember that left side? And then people would ask us. Y'all seem like y'all happy. I see him looking at you doing the service. I said, because she put me. So what happened was, we sitting in there, and then the pastor didn't even know my name. He called me something Gordon.
Morton.
Paul Morton. That's an international speaker. That's what he called me. But I responded to it. I knew he meant well. He said, God is calling you to minister. So tell me about God's calling me into ministry. That's what the pastor showed. He said, he's calling you into ministry. I said, okay. Went back to the chair. How many of y'all would go back strong like this because God called you? I would like this. Because see, you got to think about all the things you got to change. Am I lying on anybody? You got to change this. You got to stop doing this. You got to stop watching this. You got to stop drinking this. Uh-oh. See, y'all thought I was going to talk about wine, didn't you? I'm just telling you about me. Pastor heard about it. So then I started doing Saturday workshops at church. Somebody approached me, and one of the assistant pastors approached me and said, I hear you do a lot of counseling. Would you mind teaching on Saturday? Sharon, you were there. Well, don't get a start. And a couple, you know, people started to fill it up, man. They said, okay, wow. Because I was teaching about counseling. Teaching about what God taught me about bitter root judgments, judging your parents, doing this, doing that, how you think, how you respond, how bitterness and anger. So I was teaching that on Saturday, and people were coming in. They were just coming. Then the pastor heard about it, and so he came up with another idea. He said, well, won't you start teaching on Wednesday nights? See, we teach on Thursday nights, and he said, won't you start teaching on Wednesday night? I said, well, pastor, what you want me to teach on? Because you always ask the pastor when they say you can speak, you can teach, what do you want me to speak on? And what's my answer when y'all ask me that?
Forgiveness
or what is the Holy Spirit telling you? Because see, if the Holy Spirit is telling you something, been talking to you about it, then that's your calling. Because you always want to get people to teach on what the Holy Spirit has been telling them because they've been talking to him about a while about this. Because we normally try to talk God out of what he's calling us into. Am I lying on anybody? Okay, all right, long as I'm not lying. So the pastor heard about it, so I started teaching on Wednesday nights. And I started doing strange things. How many of y'all ever heard somebody say, raise your hand if you need to forgive God? And boy, let me tell you, that word spread. So it started out because it was real low on Wednesdays at this time. So it was maybe about 30, 40 people, and it grew to 300. Because everybody went back and told everybody else that this guy named Paul was telling people to come up and forgive God for what you felt like God did and didn't do for you. And you know, you had a few special people. Y'all know what special people are, right? Well, I can't do that. I said, okay. See, okay is a good word. Notice my hand, though. Y'all know his hand? Okay. What it mean? Well, no, you believe what you want to believe. Because, see, I had people coming up the back steps that were in ministry because they didn't want nobody to know that they were hurting, too. And I had other people that had to come up and, you know, had to sign in and come up the front step so everybody saw them. Because people hurt. So I went on and did that. So that was 300. Then, so that was God's timing number 6. Let's go to God's timing number 7. Pastor Starr asked me to teach on Sunday because he was starting to be called to other churches. So he asked me to teach on Sunday, and I said yes. Then he asked me to teach on Sunday at 11 o'clock service because he started a church in D.C. So he said, well, Pastor, I'm going to need you to teach on Sundays at 11 o'clock because we had an 8 and 11 o'clock service. So he asked me to teach on that. So I said, okay. So that was God's timing number 7. God's timing number 8. Then I was hired full-time at the church as an assistant pastor over to counseling ministry. Didn't have a counseling ministry like that before, and so they said, well, we seeing some things going on. And so on Sunday service, he would call me up and ask me to share something about counseling. And I would come up and share something about counseling. And I would tell you how you can come and get counseling. And at the church, you didn't charge anything, okay? So when the church decided they were going to downsize, I was the last assistant pastor to leave. See, write this down, or y'all write it in your head if you want to. When you do strange things that no one else can do, then you have to be the last to go because nobody else can do it. I was told by different assistants when I was hired to do counseling as assistant pastor, we don't need you. Told me to my face. How you say face? Told me to my face. I mean, two of them ganged up on me and said, I just want to let you know. I don't know why they brought you in. I said, well, because God needed me. So what number did I say I was? I was the last one to leave. So when the pastor happened to go out of town, he put me in charge and of seeing people, talking to people, interacting with people. That was God's time at number eight. So when the church downsized, I was the last assistant pastor to go. So make sure you do more than what you're called to do. Because who are you glorifying? God's time at number nine. So I've been counseling at Boys and Roof, and when they heard about the layoffs, the CEO called me and said, hey, I hear that you just got laid off. When you come here, I said, yeah. So I was hired there for 4 days a week as a teacher, as a counselor. So I would have workshops. I remember one time, Megan, you might remember this time. I was doing a class, and one special person didn't believe in the anointing of God. And so I stopped the service. I say, somebody got a headache. And he started laughing. and I say, in the name of Jesus, that was at the old building. What's that? Down at Six Pack. Yeah, you would meet there. And so I spoke to the person, and I said, I command that headache to leave right now in Jesus' name. So, I walked like what I'm walking here. When I stepped over here, God said, now turn back and ask them. I said, where is the headache? Did the headache stop? I said, where is the headache? She said, it's gone. So the man that was laughing stopped laughing. You follow me? Because he's like, what you do? All right? So then what happened was, in January 1st, 2012, I started out our church on the north side. And see, right this day, let me tell you about people. Can I tell you about people? Yeah. See, God will use others to help fulfill your destiny. And we had this workshop, Boys and Ruth had this workshop, and this guy came out of town. We're talking about prison ministry and so forth. And the owner, the guy in charge of the church, God always let me take older men, take a liking to me. Can I tell y'all a secret? Because they're not used to people listening to them. They got wisdom and knowledge, but no one wants to listen to them because they're looking at their age. And I'm listening to this pastor as he's talking, and he asked me more questions. Yeah, remember I told you the secret is tell me more. When you tell that to people, they just ready to just faint because they can't. It's like, when was the last time somebody asked you to tell me more? So he started telling me stuff and went on, and the workshop was over. It was a two-day workshop. When it came time, pastor called me, my pastor, my God, called me. He said, time to start your church. Told girl, I was nervous. Say nervous. Anybody have legs ever been shaking? Because I knew once I told Curly, that was it. Yeah. But girl, don't let you quit nothing. If God said it, that settles it. So I was shaking, And she said, okay, well, let's do it. So we prayed, grabbed hands and prayed to him. And the Holy Spirit said, the guy on the north side. Remember the guy you talked to? So I said, okay. I called him up. I said, did you go with me? I went by myself. Okay, I went by myself. So I went by myself. Went over there to his church, and I said, you told me. See, what do kids always tell them? Remember what you told me. So I said, you told me that if I ever needed anything, to call you. I said, so I called you to see whether I can come over. Now that I'm over here, this is what I need. I need to use your building so that we can start our church.
He said, when do you need it? This was Friday. I say Sunday. Say favor of God. Can I say favor? So he said, what? I say Sunday. He said, what? And you keep smiling. Y'all know you're supposed to keep smiling, right? You don't supposed to tense up. Keep smiling. And can I tell you another secret? And then you put your hands out on the desk. See, make sure your hands are open. When you're needing something, you don't do like this. You keep your hands open. So I got my hands open on the desk, but don't tap them. Just leave them open. Because, see, if you tap it, it's a distraction. So I left my hands open. And you know what he did? He smacked my hands. He said, you got it. Then I could put my hands away, but don't tell. So he said, okay. He said, our church would be over at about 12 or 1. So tell you what, y'all can have y'all service at 2. So we had our service with 2. Everything was going okay, but some people don't like it being at their church. We had special people in the hallway. Y'all remember anybody? Remember? Look at this side right there. Because they were saying, all we were trying to do was go to the bathroom. And they were like, some people just said it right out, Corey. This is what they said. We don't like y'all over at our church. So we made a decision where it's time for us to leave. So we had a member here that she talked to realtors all the time. So she talked to a realtor and said, what about this building over here? So she told us where the building was. Once she told us, then Curly and I made an appointment with the realtors, the owners. So we came over and they said they would meet us. And so they came over and we met them. And how many of y'all know that she can melt anything? So they didn't even like us. Say like. They didn't even like us. And what happened was the wife just was staring at us. Then Curly, yeah, that woman right there? She started smiling at the lady and talking to the lady. And next thing we know, the lady started liking Curly. Well, y'all need to have this bill. Y'all need to, we give you an excellent price on the bill. So we had to pay a certain amount of money to have the walls torn down and everything like that. But I'm talking about God's timing number 10. Now, around Christmas, she bought Curly, what was that, a heater or something that you cook in? You don't remember. She said, let it go. but she didn't even like Curly. But all of a sudden, we had favor with them. We've been here for going on 5 years and they won't even touch the rent. They say, you are God's people. We have seen what you do, so we don't need to increase the rent. Y'all got me? I'm just talking about God's timing number 10. So we found 5511, our building. We had children's church in here too. And then all of a sudden, how many of y'all know God will expose things so that you can move up? Yeah. So the owner just kept trying to go to 5509 because that was his building. But it stayed locked. And one day, so they were supposed to be selling cars out there. So one day, they were out with the cars, and the owner walked in because he tried to get in, but the doors were locked. But he walked in, and they had porn. It was a porn shop. They had different cameras in the corner and everything like that. And so he called me. He said, Pastor Paul, what about 5509? He said, I'll give you an excellent price on it. I'll give it to you for more than half price. What about God working on the inside of others to bless us? See, don't always assume that people being ugly. They just hadn't heard from God yet. But we can work with that because we can start praying for them. Let me tell you what you're supposed to pray. Father, will you, the eyes of their understanding be open so they'll know the hope of their calling in Christ Jesus. Y'all know what I'm saying? So, then by that time, we had a Northside Outreach Church. Gentlemen had the church built, so forth. So we went over there and started teaching on Friday. I started teaching on Friday night. But I had a crew. Say crew. The crew signed up, and they would come from Thursday night Bible study at Chosen Generation Ministries to Friday night over there. Say over there. Over there. Some people complain. I saw you, Teresa. Some people complain. No, Teresa was faithful. She made sure the staff was there. But it came a time. Time? Say, not everything work. Turn to your neighbor and say that. You need to know when to leave. Yeah, y'all write this down. I mind my own business. God told me this yesterday. He says, stop ignoring the smoke because the fire is behind it. Stop ignoring the smoke because the fire is behind it. So you don't want to wait till the building on fire before you try to run out. You want to get out when you smell the smoke. So I'm talking to some people out here today because you got some decisions you need to make because you've been ignoring the smoke. And he don't want you to burn. You can't turn around and say, well, God, you didn't tell me. No, he told you and he showed you. And he let your nose smell it. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.